You're listening to the Whole Hog Sports Podcast. And now, here's your host, Matt Jones.
Welcome into today's podcast. Excited to be filling in the chair today. I'm the host of Power Play, Alyssa Orange, and we've got a special episode for you today as we get ready for Thanksgiving. I'm sure some of you are putting together your meal plans, getting ready to host friends and family at your house for Thanksgiving dinner, or maybe you're even headed to someone's house and have to bring some kind of plate and dish with you. Well, there's a new cookbook out on the market right now, and it's called Eat Like the Hogs, and it's a special collection of recipes and stories from Razorback greats, current players, former players, coaches, administrators, and it's put together by Karen Van Horn and Becky Bull. It is full of some really cool stuff and anecdotes, and I had the opportunity to spend some time with them as well as take a look at some of the recipes inside this book, and I'm excited to share that story with you and get cooking and get our hands messy in the kitchen as well. But first, a word from Kendall King.
Kendall King, we're proud of over four decades of design. We're continuing the legacy of great creative design by combining our brands of Kendall King, Soapbox, and ShopCart. Together, these brands represent a new focus in marketing design with individual attention to specific areas. Through our design expertise supported by a team of talented professionals, we showcase our best. We are Kendall King, we are Soapbox, we are ShopCart, we are design.
Welcome back to the show. We want to say a special thank you to our sponsor, Bentonville Glass, serving its community since 1971. Bentonville Glass is committed, professional, and versatile. Looking for a quality leader in Northwest Arkansas? Looking for skilled craftsmanship? Choose Bentonville Glass for all your glass market needs with the highest quality products. Come by and see us at 507 South Main in Bentonville, also at bentonvilleglass.com. Now, let's get cooking. Welcome into a special edition of Power Play. I'm your host, Alyssa Orange, and I am with Karen Van Horn and Becky Bull. And Karen has led us into her kitchen as we get to cook with you today. And of course, we're cooking a recipe from your book, Eat Like the Hogs, which you guys put together, a labor of love, which I'm excited to talk to you guys about. And we're going to cook some cookies, which I'm also excited about. Big chocolate chip cookie girl. So let's put me to work as we start to talk about the book and everything that went into it. So what's first with these cookies?
Okay, well, these are Jenny's famous chocolate chip cookies, Hayden Henry's mother, Hayden's favorite recipe. So the first thing you're going to do is cream sugars and butter. So grab the butter and just drop it in here. It's a stick and a half of butter.
Okay. So I'm sure, you know, this is Hayden Henry's favorite recipe, but his brothers, Hunter and Hudson, probably like Jenny's chocolate chip cookies too.
I'm guessing they do. Right? I'm guessing. Who doesn't like chocolate chip cookies?
I don't know.
Okay. So next we're going to do the sugar.
Okay.
And I think that is 3/4 a cup of brown sugar, and it's 1/4 a cup of white sugar.
Okay.
So, yes, we'll be 3/4 a cup of that. It's really an easy recipe. It's just like anything, when you've not made it before, it takes a little more time, but it's a tried and true recipe.
Hard to go wrong with chocolate chip cookies. So tell me, Becky, where did the inspiration for this cookbook come from?
Well, when my husband Scott was playing for the 49ers, he received a letter at training camp that asked for his two favorite recipes, and it was from Dorothy Shula, Coach Shula with the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, I'm a Dolphins fan. I know who Coach Shula is.
Okay, good. Well, there were three more coaches' wives that were that had signed the letter also. Well, everybody had gotten one. So we sent back his two favorite. They even sent index cards. This is before the internet, I'm sorry to admit, but that also sent on an envelope, self-stamped, and two index cards. So we wrote down two recipes and sent it. Later on, I got a copy of the Super Bowl of recipes, and they spelled Super Bowl, S-O-U-P-E-R.
Yeah.
And it's still to this day my favorite cookbook after Eat Like the Hogs.
Yes.
But I thought all our whole married life, we've been married 51 years, and I thought I should do that with the Razorbacks. And so we started gathering recipes. The whole process took 3 years.
Yeah, and one of my favorites is the fact how you guys organized all the recipes, how you figured out who was in this book and why they were in this book. So much intention put into exactly all the recipes that you collected. And so talk me through that process.
Well, we started with snail mail, and we sent a whole page where they could either email it back to us or they could just send it back again slowly, and we were not getting a good response. And every response we got was a dessert. Mm-hmm. We said, your favorite recipe, and I told Karen, this is going to be a cookbook full of desserts. It's all.
I mean, I'm okay with this. I know. But I get it. You got to balance it out.
Yeah.
All right, that's starting to smell really good as we're mixing over
here. So we're just creaming the butter and sugar. Also, we did start with the Hall of Honor for the athletic department.
Yes, we did.
So there's so many great Razorback legends in the book.
Yeah.
And then we decided we would include all the current head coaches and some former legendary coaches.
That's right.
Which did all 19 sports, men and women. And it's just such a great sampling of legends from the Razorback history.
Yeah. On the back of the book, there's a list of everyone that you had, and absolutely so well represented, but so much more than just names that we all know, but also, you know, you get to know some of these athletes that you might not necessarily know a lot about.
Well, we asked them if they'd like to put in a story. They could write something about their recipe, or they could write something about their time on the hill. And we got such a good mixture. And I've got to tell you, some of the stories, my eyes welled up, and I'm not a crier. And they just were so tender. And then some of them are very funny. So it was a mix of both. And we loved all of it. And we loved every player we talked to said, once a Razorback, always a Razorback. They wanted to send things.
It's so much more than a cookbook. It's a people book. It's learning a little bit
more
about,
you
know, because I think it also says something about the recipes they sent in. You know, it tells you a little bit, like, I'm a sweet tooth girl, so you're probably going to get a sweet dessert recipe from me, you know, or you've got barbecue sauces, and Eddie Jackson's in there, and he's such a big barbecue guy.
Oh, yeah.
And it just represents who they are. As people and not just Razorbacks. Do you have a favorite story? What else? What should I be doing?
Okay, I'm going to have you add an egg
And
then 2 teaspoons of vanilla.
2 teaspoons of vanilla, okay. See, and again, I'm over here having a measure like the recipe says, and I'm usually just, that looks like 2 teaspoons. That's 2 teaspoons-ish, you know?
Especially with vanilla.
Vanilla, yeah. You can't do,
you can't do
too much of
vanilla
that
in a dessert.
Right.
Okay, we're going to mix it some more.
Okay.
And let me...
Oh, lock it down.
Yes.
That's the last thing we need.
It's for it to fly on us.
Yes. Okay, so back to storytelling.
Yes. Well, that gave me a second to think, and I don't know why I had to think. My favorite story is probably... Heather McDonald put a story in about her dad, John, and I just loved it so, because you realize what a close relationship he had with his children and wife, and she explained things about how her dad coached, and then other track players talked about Coach McDonald and what he had meant to them.
Yeah.
Now, my funniest story that I loved was John Daly's.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I have actually said to people, John Daly's is worth the price of the cookbook. It is just so vintage John Daly. It's perfect. So those two are probably my favorite stories.
And you can find them in the cookbook.
Oh, yes.
There's anecdotes
they're right
throughout.
After their recipes.
Yeah. Why was that important to add those?
We just wanted people to know the players, don't you think so, Karen?
Yes,
just...
and like one of my favorite stories was Ruth Cahoon, who I have not met and do not know. So it was an honor for me to hear her story.
Yes.
And I actually get to meet her this week. She's going to have a speak at her Lions Club.
You guys learned so much about players, coaches, family members you probably didn't know anything about.
So there's funny stories. There's some sentimental stories. Mm-hmm. A few sad stories, but mostly fun stories. And even with people like Chris Bucknam, who's from Boston, he put in clam chowder. And so, you know, it was just every recipe, it was such a joy getting to know the person who submitted it.
And I tested his clam chowder, and it is delicious.
Okay.
So good.
I'm sure it is. You know, he wouldn't go wrong with something like
let's
that.
Okay, let's get the dry ingredients mixed so we can make some cookies.
All right.
Okay, we're going to do 2 cups of flour.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And
I feel like your sous chef.
Well, no, thank you.
Doing very little, but.
Oh. Well. You guys put me to work. You've done enough work. You've now, and that was the thing. You guys taste tested everything in the book.
We correct? We had
had a committee.
Yes, we had a testing committee. And I didn't test very many of the desserts. I tested more of the entrees, and I can tell you, Nolan Richardson's tacos are amazing.
Okay,
but yes, I didn't test any of the game recipes. But Becky had a family member who enjoys game, and so they tested all the rabbit, venison,
duck. Yes.
How did you get to be on this committee? Because I'm a little jealous.
It was just our friends.
Okay, I know.
It was friends that we knew cooked well.
Yes.
And
yes.
One of my friends said, "You know what a picky eater I am," and I thought, "Oh no, she's going to say no." And she said, "But I'll do desserts." And that is all she did the entire cookbook testing time, is she tested desserts and loved it.
Oh, that would be a fun gig. Yeah. Okay, so here's the flour. What's next?
We also need 2 teaspoons of cornstarch.
Okay.
And then we also need...
Getting a little messy on my black sweater, but that is okay. That's what the kitchen is for. Nothing's clean.
And then right beside it, 1 teaspoon of baking...
The powder.
Baking soda. Baking soda, yes. I think that just slides over.
Oh, wow, that is fancy.
She's kept her label, don't know what it is.
Don't want to mix up the baking soda with the baking powder.
No,
1 teaspoon of that.
Okay.
And then 1/2 teaspoon of salt. You do that.
You've got me all set up here.
I tried to
set up for success. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead and just
I'll stir while I pour.
Let's put this on stir, and then I'll let you just put a little bit at a time in there.
You guys have been a part of the Razorback family for so long, obviously.
Yeah, we have.
And then you guys moving back here.
Yes.
You guys went to school here. What's so special about being part of that Razorback family and fraternity?
The very first time I ever came to the University of Arkansas to see a football game, I was a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. And when they called the Hogs, I literally got goosebumps all over. And I was a high school cheerleader, so I'm sure that played part in it. But I said, "This is where I'm going to school. This is it." Mm-hmm. To me, the campus and the sporting events and all of it are just what I always imagined college would be like.
Yeah.
I loved my college sorority. I loved going to all the games, everything. It just was what I always thought college should be.
Yeah, what's it been like for you, Karen?
Well, I came to the U of A because I was going to architecture school, and it's the only architecture school in the state.
Yeah.
And it was and is a highly rated one. Mm-hmm. So that's what brought me here originally. I grew up in Little Rock. So I had never been to Fayetteville or to Fayetteville, any of the sporting events, but I've watched them on TV and went to the Little Rock games. Mm-hmm. I sat in the end zone in Little Rock for more games than I can name. But when I finally got up here, and I lived in Pomfret, which was walking distance to the football stadium, I just remember before those buildings were built, the Hyper Building and the football complex, that's where people tailgated.
Yeah.
So I remember walking out of my dorm and just going through that tailgate, and I'd never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
So it's funny how you can just go back in time. Of course, now I've been to a gazillion games and hopefully a gazillion more to come.
Yeah. All right. We looking good?
We are looking good. I think you're ready to put your chocolate chips in.
Oh, yeah. Can I steal a few before I put them in there.
Help yourself.
And go. You know, just to make sure they're still good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right? Uh-huh. You know?
That they're tasty.
Yes, make sure those work. Okay, and then you're just going to stir those in. Starting to really look like chocolate chip
cookies.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, really, that's it. We're going to bake them. It's such an easy recipe, but it sure is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You talked about Nolan Richardson's tacos. What are some other ones that you really liked?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. I love Dave England's Greek dip. It's very easy also. I think maybe I just like easy, but
it's
fresh and good. Lance Harder's spicy pecans, spicy and sweet. Oh, they're really so good for it. Kind of at any time.
Yeah, like a snack.
Quinn Grovey has it's a half a loaded loaf of French bread in it. And my friend that tested it said her teenagers almost stuck their faces in it to eat it. It was so good.
So good.
That's cookie dough for you. We could just take this and eat it.
Oh, I know.
Who needs to bake these?
And who has not done that when they were a child? Lick the batter.
Oh, yeah. That's my kid's favorite part. Like that. See, this is perfect. This is a hands-free, mess-free.
It really is. It really is.
I think that's 2 inches.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Sure. This is my freestyle way of cooking over here. Can you tell? It's been such a hit for Razorback fans because, again, it just goes back to connecting with so many names that you grew up or you just recently learned about that have been players or coaches at the U of A. And you just feel that fans want to be connected in any way possible. And this is just another way to do it.
Well, it's amazing how many men that we've talked to who have already started making all the recipes and it's just exciting to see it come to life.
A lot of men really like to cook, and my husband's one of them. He is a great cook.
Mm-hmm. But I also enjoyed getting to hear the stories in the book and even just the personal stories that weren't in the book. It was getting to know every coach and athlete that's in the book. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a story, and we've had several athletes in the book that have written their own books about their personal journeys.
Yes.
And, so that part was very heartwarming.
Yeah, it's bringing together a lot of different people.
It's just a memory book.
It is. It is. And that's cool, too. There are no pictures of the actual food itself.
No pictures
of the people in it.
Yes.
That's right.
And that's the most important part. Yeah. You made us some cookies to try while ours are baking in the oven.
Let me get you guys some.
We can just eat them off here.
We'll just grab the regular way. I've had plenty.
I'm going in for it.
Go for it. They're definitely a homemade cookie.
Well done, Jenny. Well done. Well done. Well, thank you guys for sharing your kitchen, sharing your cookbook, and sharing all your stories.
You're so welcome.
And I know that people can go out and get this book at stores around the state and locally in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. So if you're wanting to look for Eat Like the Hogs, you can go find them.
That's right.
I had so much fun filming that segment with Karen and Becky. A special thank you to them for allowing me into their kitchen and getting my hands dirty with that chocolate chip cookie recipe. And guys, I promise you, go get this cookbook and try these chocolate chip cookies. They are amazing. Have a special Thanksgiving and a wonderful time with your friends and family. And thank you for joining us on today's podcast.